Radio Prague News.
Public rallies were held in Prague and Brno in support of the sacked justice minister. The state of human rights worsened in the Czech Republic in 2011, the Czech Helsinki Committee reports. And the 47th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival kicks off on Friday. More than 600 people gathered in the center of Prague on Thursday evening to protest the unexpected dismissal of Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil earlier this week. More than 200 people attended a similar rally in Brno. Among those present were former Constitutional Court Judge Eliška Wagnerová, the leader of the Green Party Ondřej Liška, Judge Vojtěch Cepl, and the head of the Czech branch of Transparency International David Ondráčka. The unprecedented show of public support for a dismissed cabinet minister is related to broad disbelief regarding the official reasons given for his sacking. The prime minister, who cited mismanagement and budgetary issues as the reasons for Pospíšil's dismissal, is suspected of having acted under pressure from powerful interest groups who fear an anti-corruption crusade launched by the Prague State Attorney's Office. The former justice minister was sacked with unprecedented speed just as he was about to decide on the appointment of a highly respected prosecutor to the post of Prague High State Attorney. The state of human rights worsened in the Czech Republic in 2011, according to a report released on Friday by the Czech Helsinki Committee. The report cited government austerity measures impacting seniors, the unemployed, and socially weaker families as a factor. Also underlined are an apparent drop in the integration of Romani children in schools, a rise in the number of attacks against gays and lesbians, and overcrowding in prisons. The committee's Anna Shabatova told the media that regarding austerity measures, the worsening was not just in the cuts themselves, but in apparent disinterest on the part of politicians. She stressed that, in her view, an awakening of civic society in the country was one of the few positive developments in the country last year. President Václav Klaus on Friday named Major General Petr Pavel the new chief of the General Staff of the Czech Army, replacing outgoing Vlastimil Picek. The new head officially takes up the post on July the 1st. General Pavel has outlined as one of his main priorities the need to uphold the Army's current level of efficiency. June 29th marks the last day that Czechs were able to change their health insurance company or face an 18-month delay. Due to an amendment to legislation on health insurance firms, clients after Friday will have to wait until 2014. The health ministry says it wants to prevent what it called insurance company pseudo-tourism, whereby firms pay large sums to try and reel in other firms' clients. The 47th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival kicks off on Friday evening with a gala ceremony at the Spa Town. At the ceremony, British actress Helen Mirren, the star of such films as The Queen or the British TV crime series Prime Suspect, will be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Mrs. Mirren's latest film, The Door, directed by Hungarian director István Szabó, will be screened at the festival on Sunday. Over the course of 9 days, some 200 feature films will be shown, 22 of which will be world premieres. Turning to sport now, 26-year-old Czech tennis player Lukáš Rosol stunned the tennis world on Thursday, ousting world number 2 Rafael Nadal in the second round at Wimbledon. Rosol, ranked 100th in the world, defeated the 11-time Grand Slam champion in 5 sets. Rosol impressed with 65 winners. His win was described as both inspirational and electric by various news sites. Turning now to the weather, the weekend should see mostly clear conditions as well as the beginning of a heat wave. The public has been warned to brace for record-breaking heat in the coming days. Highs on Saturday are expected to reach around 34 degrees Celsius. On Sunday, they are expected to go even higher, up to 36 degrees. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the end of the news.